Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Jake Carter here. And welcome back to Retire Early Mindset. You know, I was thinking about something today that really struck a chord with me. Boundaries. We talk about setting boundaries in our relationships, our work life, even our social media feeds. But what about with money? Ever feel like your finances are constantly bleeding into other areas of your life? Like you're saying, yes, to spending when you really want to say, no, because you're worried about disappointing someone or missing out on something fun? That's where boundaries with money come in, my friends. It's not about being cheap or stingy. It's about taking control of your finances and using them to create the life you truly desire. And trust me, that kind of freedom is seriously empowering. Now, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you build those healthy money boundaries. First things first, know your values. What matters most to you? Is it travel, spending time with loved ones, starting a business, or maybe just having financial security and peace of mind? Figure out what lights your fire and prioritize those things when making financial decisions. Don't fall into the trap of comparing yourself to others. Their values might be different from yours. Remember, you're writing your story, not theirs. Second, track your spending. This doesn't have to be a pain, I promise. There are tons of apps out there that make it super easy to see where your money is going. You know that feeling when you realize you spent way too much on takeout last month? Tracking helps you avoid those, moments and makes you more mindful about your spending habits. Third, create a budget, but don't be afraid to flex it. A good budget isn't about restriction. It's about giving yourself permission to spend on what matters while ensuring your essential needs are covered. Think of it like this. You wouldn't go on a road trip without a map, right? A budget is your financial roadmap, guiding you towards your goals. Fourth, learn to say, no, and I mean it. This is where those boundaries come in. It's okay to politely decline invitations that strain your budget or to walk away from purchases that don't align with your values. Remember, saying, no, today can lead to a bigger, yes, tomorrow. Finally, invest in yourself, not just financially, but also emotionally and mentally. This means taking care of your well-being, pursuing your passions, and building a support system that empowers you. When you feel good about yourself, it's easier to make smart financial decisions. Think about the last time someone pressured you into spending money on something you didn't really want. Maybe it was a friend trying to convince you to go out for a fancy dinner or a salesperson pushing you towards an expensive upgrade. Ever felt that nagging feeling of guilt, even though you knew deep down it wasn't the right move? That's a classic example of someone crossing your financial boundary without you even realizing it. The key here is to recognize those situations and start communicating your limits more assertively. Practice saying things like, "Thanks for the offer, but I'm trying to stick to my budget this month," or, "I really appreciate it, but that's not something I need right now." It might feel a little awkward at first, but trust me, the confidence you gain from setting those boundaries will be worth it. Remember, building healthy money boundaries isn't about being restrictive. It's about taking control of your finances and living life on your terms. Start by identifying your values, tracking your spending, creating a realistic budget, learning to say no when necessary, and investing in yourself, both financially and personally. So, my friends, what are you waiting for? Start taking those small steps today and watch as your financial freedom blossoms. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these money-minded tips. And let me know in the comments how setting boundaries has impacted your life. I can't wait to hear your stories. Until next time, keep crushing it and remember, you've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.